Hi there. The word for you today is knowing what God's called you to do. John 1 verse 22, we read three words that form a question: who are you? When asked, who are you? Do you know what John the Baptist replied? The voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord. After listening to John for a while, his disciples actually left him to follow Christ. And that was okay with John, because he knew what he was called to do. The question is, do you? Look, you can only go on for so long trying things. At some point, you've got to discover what God's called you to do and give yourself to it fully. Apparently, Paul wasn't a particularly great speaker. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 3 and 4, the New Living Translation of the Bible, he writes, I came to you timid and trembling. My message and my preaching were very plain. But what Paul lacked as a speaker, he more than compensated for as a writer. He wrote the inspired word that enables others to preach. Something so powerful was released through Paul's writings that even when they threw him in jail, he didn't ask for a lawyer or a gourmet meal because he was tired of prison food. You know what he wanted? He wanted paper so that he could keep on writing. In fact, Paul wrote all the way to the end of his life. And because he did, lives are still being changed today. What a legacy. And all because one man discovered his calling and devoted himself totally to it. So here's the question. Have you discovered your calling and devoted yourself to it? George Bernard Shaw said famously, and I quote, life is no brief candle to me. It is a sort of splendid torch, which I get to hold for a moment, and I want to make it burn as brightly as possible before turning it over to future generations. Bottom line, you need to know what God's called you to do.